The Old Testament sacrificial system, a shadow of the true sacrifice. Many struggle with how the Old Testament sacrificial system relates to Christ's work on the cross. If sacrifices involve bloodshed, doesn't that imply substitution? The answer lies in what those offerings were truly about. Sacrifice was never about punishment. In the Old Testament, sacrifices were not about transferring guilt onto an innocent victim, but about offering something valuable as an approach present to God. Consider how the system worked. If a person could afford it, they might offer a bull, a costly and valuable gift. If they were poorer, they could bring a lamb or goat. If they had even fewer resources, they could bring two pigeons or turtle doves. If they had nothing, they could offer a small portion of flour. Leviticus 5:11. Notice that blood was not always required. A grain offering was just as acceptable as a bull. This proves that the focus was never on blood, but on giving something valuable in devotion to God. Furthermore, after an animal was sacrificed, it was often eaten. The sacrifice was not about senseless slaughter. It was about sustaining life. The people were already sacrificing animals for food, and God took this natural process and infused it with deeper meaning. Even God himself makes this clear in Scripture. "For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings." Hosea 6:6. "You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings." Psalm 51:16. "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me." Hebrews 10:5. If God never desired sacrifices in the first place, then the entire system was not about appeasement, but a teaching tool leading to something greater. By Steve Martin and Clyde Pilkington.